Good day, this is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 408 for Wednesday, May 27th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was steady to slightly higher Wednesday, finding support from a softer Canadian dollar. Canola was anywhere from 30 cents lower to $3 higher. July was down that 30 cents at $468.40 per ton after running into resistance at the $470 per ton mark. Ongoing worries about tight Canadian canola supplies and uncertainty surrounding how large the upcoming crop will be were also underpinning values. Further support came from worries about dryness causing problems for some Western Canadian canola crops this year and continued to slow farmer selling. On the other side, softness in the Chicago soy complex weighed on prices, as did the large global oilseed supply situation. Sentiment that canola is looking overpriced compared to other oilseeds was also bearish. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures in Winnipeg were all untraded and unchanged. U.S. grain and oilseed markets were mostly in the red on Wednesday. Soybean futures were mostly lower heading into the close, but finished up slightly. Prices were anywhere from 3 cents lower to 5 cents higher. July was up 4.5 cents at $9.27 per bushel. Some support in the soybean market came from the need to keep weather premiums in the market until spring seeding nears completion. Worries about possible supply disruptions in South America were also bullish. Though generally good conditions for planting and early development in the U.S. limited the upside. Some of the weakness in the market earlier in the day was also linked to the large global supply situation and expectations of record production out of the U.S. this year. Wheat values in Chicago were also softer. Prices were anywhere from 5 to 10 cents lower. July down 5 cents at $4.88.5 a bushel. Follow-through selling on Tuesday's losses was behind the price softness, as was a strengthening U.S. dollar index. Reports that recent excess moisture didn't do as much damage to U.S. winter wheat crops as first expected added to the bearish tone. The USDA said crop conditions for winter wheat held steady during the week ended Sunday. Good conditions for wheat crops in Russia, Europe, and Ukraine further undermined wheat values. Corn prices were also softer in Chicago following the losses seen in wheat. Values for corn were anywhere from 4 to 7 cents lower. July was down 6 cents at $3.49 per bushel. Good weather for the developing U.S. corn crop and news that 92% of intended acres are now in the ground added to the bearish tone. The softness was also linked to news that 74% of the U.S. corn crop is in good to excellent condition. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, May 27th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.